Reign Over Me, A Life of Kintsugi. Today, speaking about the movie Reign Over Me, fantastic film. I hope that I pronounced Kintsugi correctly. I'll get back to that later. It is a drama. It was released in 2007. Written and directed by Mike Binder, who also plays a small role in the film as well. We got Adam Sandler, Don Cheadle, Jada Pinkett Smith, Liv Tyler, and a bunch of other awesome actors as well. Reign Over Me. Let's get into it. Heartwarming, heart-wrenching, offbeat, dark, funny, serious, reflective. Basically, we have a man who runs into an old roommate. This man, played by Don Cheadle, who runs into his old roommate, Charlie Fineman, played by Adam Sandler. You know, Charlie's lost touch with reality. I can't remember the name of the character Don Cheadle plays right now, but he's lost touch with his friend. He's lost touch with his friend after years, sees him on the street, tries to reconnect, and it's very obvious very quickly that Charlie is again, he's lost touch with reality. He's lost. He's stuck. We come to know pretty quickly that he has endured some trauma and some grief in his life, and he's just struggling to exist in reality and be part of things. And have relationships with people. I think ultimately, I mean, it is a movie about relationships, friendship, family in different forms, and about grief as well, primarily. I really love films that are based on human connection in a way such as this. I don't want to give you any spoilers, so I think that's all I'm going to say. There's other things I can do to sell you on this other than just the content of, like, hey, it's a drama, and it's about some serious stuff. But while I was watching, I was definitely... The emotions that came to mind as I was writing my notes for the review were sad, happy sad, and happy. And that was pretty much it. Very basic, but I mean, it really struck me. I've watched it multiple times, and it's just as good every time. It's really a fantastic film. It does make me sad, and it makes me very happy sad, and thus it makes me happy as well. So it's just happy sad. There are very, very strong moments, very emotional, very tangibly emotional, where I don't know how you could watch the film and not be moved by it. In saying that, to get into, you know, target audience here, I think that if you are a fan of dark comedies, I think you would like it. I wouldn't classify it as a dark comedy. I think it is a drama that has the realness in it. So if you're a fan of the realness, then you would enjoy it as well. And if you're a fan of happy sad, then you'd be a fan as well. Which, I mean, happy sad can be done in a way where I'm not a fan of it if there's no payoff. But I think there is payoff here in many different ways. But back to the dark comedy thing. I don't think it's a dark comedy. But I think if you appreciate dark comedies and you like them, then you can easily appreciate this. Because among the incredibly serious subject matter, there is room for humor. And that is one of the things that I love about this movie, is the nuance. Is that we're telling this story of a man and how he is lost and stuck and just... He's not even really trying, for the most part, to get a grip on reality. But through the love of a friend, he, you know, is able to take this journey. And again, I don't want to give you any spoilers, so you can see where that journey ends up. But ultimately... There's so much room for laughter here. And I think it's very purposeful. I don't think it's just me laughing at stuff I'm not supposed to laugh at. Like, I definitely find a lot of joy in this movie. And it's it's not just like a planned reprieve from all the heaviness. I think that it was just very natural to write that stuff in there. And I think that Mike Binder is just incredible. Again, for this movie alone, just directing and writing it. I mean, his performance as an actor in this thing is whatever. It's just what it is. I don't know. His part and his role doesn't lend itself to me describing how amazing it was or not. But as a writer and director, I think he's just fantastic. And in this movie, just did some really special things. And again, to me, it's adding that humanity into the piece. And it's not just about, let's make something really raw and emotional that will really pull at the heartstrings and whatever else. Also, I think that this gets into kind of like importance and function and shelf placement, but it functions as a piece that is part of a bigger story. But if you never knew the bigger story, which I'm not going to tell you, but it is very obvious if you are aware of massive historical and cultural events in the past 30 years, then you would know the event. And I think that it does really well with, if you didn't know the event, if you had no idea, you still get 100% out of this film. For me, I'm not closely tied to that event, and it doesn't have an emotional impact for me whatsoever. It is about this very specific story as a part and not of that whole. It is whole in and of itself, but I do want to say that it is a part of this other thing, and I think that it was done so well that I don't need to rely on my knowledge or experience or ties to that event in order to get what I get from this. Adam Sandler, this is the my favorite thing he's ever done. Again, this is a drama, or I don't want to call a drama comedy. I don't think it for sure is as heck isn't a comedy by itself, not at all. But I think that again, there are comedic elements infused into this drama, and it's not just Adam Sandler. Like, Adam Sandler is playing a very serious role, and it is the way that it is written that we get some levity. But also Don Cheadle's funny as heck. And I don't know if you've ever seen other things with him where his intention is to be funny, but he's a great comedic actor as well. So, and they both, like, again, I think Don Cheadle has played more dramatic roles than Adam Sandler has, but Adam Sandler plays them incredibly well, at least in this film. So, I think that the movie does more than just entertain. I think that it is an important portrayal of relationships of this type and how family and friends and chosen family can impact someone going through traumatic events and grief, and how important those lifelines really are. So I think that is really the importance of the film. It's top shelf. For me, this is a top shelf movie. And one of the reasons is because of that reflection piece. I love movies about human relationships and the human condition. I love things that really make me reflect on myself and what I'm doing or what I'm not doing and how I could be a better person. And this does that very naturally. It's not heavy-handed at all. The music is fantastic. I mentioned the acting, not just by Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle, but the whole cast does great acting. The soundtrack is phenomenal, especially the cover of the movie is titled after a song. Now I can't remember if it's The Who or if it's I'm just losing my my train of thought here. But Reign Over Me is what it's named after. And Eddie Vedder covers it, and it is so powerful. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I think that, I guess going back to the beginning in that intro, A Life of Kintsugi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I think that, to me, what this film really brings is showing how someone's life can be completely shattered, and yet how they can put it back together, and know it's never going to be the same. If you don't know the practice of Kintsugi, it's from my knowledge, a Japanese art form that is very typically characterized by putting something back together, like a bowl or a plate or whatever, with gold, and like melding gold into the cracks, and thus having something, you know, still beautiful, but it was once broken and now it is whole again. And that is how I think of this movie and what they're really expressing. But again, top shelf movie for all those reasons. I also think that Mike Binder did an incredible job of playing to especially Adam Sandler's strengths, not as an actor, but as a person and his interests. Because I would have a hard time if someone told me that the music was not influenced by Adam Sandler at all. But he was a perfect fit because of just personal life for him and his interests in the type of music that he enjoys and sometimes plays and appreciates and definitely presents when he has the chance to. And I think that there was some flexibility and openness there for him to maybe express that stuff. So that's awesome. The on-screen chemistry between him and Don Cheadle in this movie is so beautiful and wonderful as well. And I think that you can really tell they're having fun. And that's a joy to watch. So with that, Reign Over Me.